This is Morning Edition on KUNC. The Denver Botanic Gardens is home to the nation's oldest school of botanical illustration. That's the art of drawing and painting plants in exacting detail. While the art was most popular a few hundred years ago, it's still an important scientific tool in today's digital age. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn recently spent time with students learning this historic craft.
Connie Sayas weaves her way around drafting tables and students, each one staring intently at an eclectic mix of dried leaves and flowers.
I'll just show you this and then we're going to talk.
Sayas is teaching a watercolor class. Today's lesson is on using complementary colors.
You can take a purple and a yellow and mix them together and get a lot of, you can make a sort of a tan color, but it'll be really colorful and fused with the purples.
One of the students is Nels Brosti.
You start looking at it real close, a little leaf, it'll have subtle shades of reds and greens and yellows, and it's all in one.
He's working on perfecting his drawing of a sprig of dried rose hips, which he'll then fill in with paint. He says he was attracted to roses because of their unexpected colors.
From a distance, that's just kind of dull brown, but it really isn't. It's if you can kind of figure out how to capture that and see that, that's half of, I think, what we're learning here is just learning to see stuff. Look at it real close and say, wow, well, I didn't notice that before.
Learning to look closely and draw or paint plants and pollinators in precise detail is a key part of botanical illustration. The art arose because scientists needed to document new plant discoveries and show seeds, flowers, and plant life cycles in exact detail.
Because in an illustration, you can portray every single part of the illustration in focus.
Mervy Yelmros-Kosky is the director of Denver School of Botanical Art and Illustration. She says scientists still rely on the work taught here because it shows more than even the best photo.
You can portray the whole entire plant with roots and stem and leaves and flowers, wilted flowers, seed pods, and everything in the same plant, which is not often possible in a photograph.
The school has about 500 students currently enrolled and offers both a certificate and a diploma. Students can choose from 170 different classes, from basic pen and ink to courses in calligraphy and silk embroidery. Students also take botany classes, taught by Yelmros-Kosky, so they understand the scientific importance of what they're drawing and painting.
Take some of Murphy's biology classes where you take a flower apart and look at all the pieces and parts of it, and you say, wow, it's really amazing.
Nels Brosti recently earned a certificate from the school after retiring from his previous career as an engineer. Students also go on to careers illustrating children's books, encyclopedias, and textbooks, even museum exhibits. Others, like Mary McCauley, take the classes purely for inspiration.
You know, if I ever stop learning, just shoot me. Okay. So it can never hurt you to learn more about art and observing and colors and composition and all that. So it's helping, I do fiber art as well, and it's helping me with all of that.
Even as a teacher with decades of illustrating experience, Connie Sayas says each new project still holds her interest.
It's always magical, especially when you're putting paint onto wet paper. There's always sort of this unexpected factor, but that makes it frightening, but it also makes it very exciting.
It's the balance between art and science that allows botanical illustration to connect with so many students, says Sayas, and with the viewer as well. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.